You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is News Team correspondent Emma Hutchins. Sure. To get started, would you introduce yourself?
I'm Melissa McKinney.
You're with the One Voice Project. Can you tell us about what that is?
Yes, the One Voice Project is a group of musicians aged 13 to 20. They're all from West Virginia. I have a music school there called Stages, and we formed the One Voice Project from some of my students and some kids that we've met along on our journey. And they've all just committed to use their music to make a difference in the world. So we raise money for children's charities, and we also do empowerment and anti-bullying concert tours.
That's incredible. So you've been in Asheville for a few days now. How's it been going?
It's really been great. We've had an amazing time. The artists are having a great time. We have been on the go. I think we just did our ninth show since Sunday. It was the YMI Cultural Center, and it was really great.
Wow, you've really been busy. So you have a few more shows before you leave town. Can you tell us about those?
Yes, we're going to be at the Block Off Biltmore tonight from 7:30 to 9:30, and it is going to benefit an organization called Word on the Street.
That's tonight. We'll see you at the Block Off Biltmore, and then on Saturday, you'll be at the Gray Eagle.
Yes, so we're really, really excited about that show as well. That we'll be benefiting the YMI Cultural Center and the programs they do with youth.
Excellent. In the work that you've done touring and working with youth, what are some of the things that you've learned or the things that you would like to share with the public based on your experiences?
I think the most special thing about what we're doing is that our kids are helping other people, but in turn, they're getting that same help in return. We had something really special happen yesterday. We went and played for a group of youth at Elida Homes, and, you know, our kids were there to try to spread a positive message and, you know, lift confidence. And it got a very emotional when the kids that we were performing for were hugging our artists and, you know, showing them love. And it was really, really special. So I think that, you know, the message is that, you know, by helping others, you can find healing yourself.
That's great. Do you want to talk a little bit about who the kids are and the bands are that are on tour right now?
Yeah, so my daughter, Kayla, we've been doing this together for a long time. Kayla actually is going to UNC Asheville now, and that's kind of how we made the plan to tour here this year. So Kayla's in a band called The Chains that has been very involved with Leaf. They've been resident artists with them and played at Leaf for quite some time, and that's really how we got connected to the area and how Kayla decided to come to UNCA. All the rest of the artists, boy, we just have some amazing talent, amazing singers, amazing musicians. Most of them are from Southern West Virginia, but also a few from Virginia as well. And we have a sister group of three girls. Most of them are solo acoustic acts. Some of them are singer-songwriters. And, this is a really great group of kids. And I keep saying kids, but they're not really kids anymore. They're all getting, you know, their high school age, college age, and they're all grown up now.
Stop saying kids. Well, if people would like to learn more about the work that you do, where would you direct them?
We have a website, the onevoiceproject.com. We also have stagesmusicschool.org, and we also we're on Facebook, Instagram. We're doing 20 things.
It's okay.
I'm talking to you.
It's okay. Well, you are doing an amazing job. So thank you for taking just a moment to talk with me, and we really look forward to meeting you tonight at the Block Off Biltmore. So best of luck.
Okay, thank you. We'll see you then.